This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
They had WrestleMania. Was it 35, Lou?
35, yes.
WrestleMania 35 over in the Meadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
What's weird? Bret the Hitman Hart was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame while he was making his speech.
That was at the Barclays, yeah.
Some jackass ran out there and tried to tackle him. I guess he did. Did they take him down?
He jumped him, and then they jumped him. Yeah. He got punched in the face.
Doesn't he know where he's at? There's a few wrestlers around there.
Big guys coming after you.
Guy turns out to be a wacko from Lincoln, Nebraska. And he's done this stuff before. I guess the network went off, but Louis was on the scene. He happened to be there at the Barclays Center, and he caught it on video, and he posted it, and it went around the world.
You are a man about town.
I didn't expect that, but yeah, that was cool.
How many views you had so far?
1.6 million.
Oh, wow. My God.
On his video.
Yeah, TMZ took it and ran with it, and CBS, NBC.
This is like a new
career. Associated
famous.
Press, yeah. I was getting texts from my friends. Oh, you're a journalist now, huh?
Yeah, see?
Were you compensated in any way?
Absolutely not.
All right.
No, you don't get compensated for that, they but just say, you
hey,
make a
can,
name.
Can I use your video on all our platforms? You know, you get that from people.
Yeah. Oh. They have gatherers. To have your permission, or you have your attorney sue him.
Yeah.
Now, you know what's so sad? This guy, Bret Hart, is not in the best physical
no,
shape.
No, he had a stroke recently, they were saying.
Yeah. So he's up there making his speech, and this guy comes running up there. Look at him. All the way from Lincoln, Nebraska, to be able to do that. He'd done something before like that, hadn't he, Lou? You're our reporter on the scene.
That I wouldn't know. I'm not sure.
He was.
I was in the
observing.
Right place, right time.
Right.
Kind of
he was observing. Right.
Yeah, there was. He got involved in some MMA skirmish too. I think he's actually a amateur mixed martial arts fighter.
Yes.
But he's got some problems. I charged with criminal trespassing and some other stuff. You know, Hart's 61, but like you said, he's got a little. Problem with it. He had that
well,
stroke.
They said earlier this month he tweeted at Vince McMahon and was really angry that women were the main event.
Oh, yeah, he didn't like that.
He was really furious at that.
And then you had the bus yesterday morning ran into the bagel store in Queens. Went right through the window, right through the glass window. Bagels Plus in Woodside, Queens.
Mm-hmm.
QA team bus. Was going down the street, minding his own business, when a Honda going in the same direction hit the red light at a high rate of speed and crashed into the side of the bus, and the bus lurched up on the sidewalk. It was lucky it didn't happen later in the day.
Yeah.
Nobody was hurt, right?
Nobody was seriously hurt.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The bus driver had some injuries, but nobody certainly
and nobody died. Inside, apparently, was...
Yeah. So it's 6 o'clock in the morning, so... It's just crazy. The bus drives right in. You feel, you know, a car's bad enough, but you get a big bus coming in there and anything could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just another Sunday morning in New York City.
How are our brackets doing?
The brackets are just about done.
It's over. Brad Blanks is our winner.
He always wins.
Brad wins the big show.
He beat John by 2 points.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
So it doesn't even matter who wins tonight?
They both have Virginia, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and Auburn fans feel terrible because of the way it ended. It ended on a foul. Now, it really was a foul if you looked at it. And there, some people say, well, the refs let him get away with murder during the game until the very end. And then there was another thing where somebody double dribbled the ball, Ty Jerome, the kid from New Rochelle. And but he, you know, by the same token, the Auburn guy was hanging on to his jersey. They didn't call that. That's
right.
That's a foul. You can't do that. Mm. And then this Ty Jerome sank a three-pointer. I don't know how they won the game. It was absolutely amazing.
Just fast moving.
Yeah, towards the end. I mean, everybody else, the most people watching and in the place thought the game was over and Auburn had won. But then the ref called a foul on the three-point attempt, and so the kid got to go to the line, and Kyle Guy made all three foul shots, which is, you know.
Pressure.
Yeah. He put his jersey up over his head so nobody would bother him while he's thinking about it. Funny, that kid's from the same high school I went to.
Really?
Kyle Guy, yeah, big star.
What's the high school?
It's Lawrence in Indianapolis. Okay. And he actually was Mr. Indiana. Every year they have the best high school player.
Right.
They do that, you know, because Indiana's a, you know, Hoosier state. So they love basketball there. So they have Mr. Indiana. And Kentucky's the same way. They have a Mr. Kentucky over there. So, I mean, it's the top high school basketball player. So,
at any time in that last second there, did you think, oh man, I'm going to win $35 in the pool? I got this, because you would have won. If Auburn wins, you win.
I would have won it, but you know what?
Wow. Is that why you're sad today?
No.
I was really rooting
for Virginia because of my connection. I've been there.
That's what I thought.
I got a double who girl.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Yeah,
double
she went to undergraduate and to law school there.
And that's a double who.
Yeah. Okay.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Boy, did you see that whole controversy with Bebe Rexha?
Mm-hmm.
You know about that deal? Remember she was on the Grammys? She got nominated?
Yeah.
Brad, you know
she. Yeah, yeah. She had a dress issue, didn't she?
Yeah, she's a pop star, but she's kind of she's crossover country. She's hip country, and she got upset because the designers that she wanted to dress her for the Grammys, and this is how she put it, refused to dress her quote size 8 ass.
Yeah, size 8, not, you know, 40.
Right.
Right.
Which shouldn't make any difference anyway. Because if she's good enough to be on the show, she's good enough to dress.
Right. And she had remember she had that big red gown on? And mm-hmm. She looked like a kind of a princess. And she said that's the vibe she was going for.
Right.
So she did an interview. And she said that any of the designers who refused to dress her size 8 ass came crawling back.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't name who they were, but she said, a couple of them did come back and wanted to get involved. I said, screw off.
There you go. Good for her.
At the end of the day, I truly believe that what's inside and the music that you're making and the art that you're making really count.
And the 8 million Instagram followers.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
She's also on The Voice. She's the fifth coach on The Voice, the comeback coach.
Don't you have some special guest tonight on The Voice?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so. She said, I work too hard to get where I am to put up with this BS.
Good for her.
Isn't
that
great? That's her, said Bebe Rexha. But, that's not a big can, is it?
What, size 8? No.
Not a big can. Where the hell did that come from?
No, I did a head wobble lip.
Because she said, that's how she put it, my size 8
ass.
Right.
No, it's a small
that was can.
Solid gold.
See, never mind.
Thanks, Bill.
Never mind.
That's a Shannonism.
Did you eat?
Shannonism.
That's not a big can.
Did you? It's enough, Brad. I don't need any help. Did you hear about these guys from their students at a college in Oregon?
Uh-huh.
And they had a scam going. They would order these fake iPhones from China.
Uh-uh.
And they would take them and then send them back to Apple for exchanges. And when they got the new ones, they sent the real ones back to China for resale. And the two guys had one of their moms put the money in an account, so they didn't have the money, but they had access to the account that was in China.
Wow, wow, wow.
They made close to $1 million doing this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they've got a future once they get out of prison.
Yang Yang, Yang Yang Zhao and Quan Zhang, who are in the U.S. on student visas,
for now.
Told the news, told the Oregonian newspaper that they would be vindicated.
Oh, yeah. We've heard that before.
Free Ying Yang.
No, it's Yang Yang.
Yang Yang was their
Yang Yang.
Yang Yang, Yang, Yang and Quan.
Zhang?
Said, they said they told prosecutors that Apple never informed them that the phones were stolen or counterfeit, but they knew it. What? They knew they were. They handed in over 2,000 iPhones for replacements.
Wow.
Wouldn't somebody keep track? Apple a more sophisticated?
They got too much money. Too much money.
Yeah,
Apple.
It's just whatever. Yeah, just whatever. Toss it in the bag. Yeah. We'll send them another
Send them a new one. Send them a new one. Hey, wait a minute. That's that guy Yang Yang again. Yang Yang gets a lot of bum phones.
Hey, you got bad luck that, Yang Yang. Keep dropping it.
Poor Yang Yang. We got to feel sorry for Yang Yang. Send him some more.
Yang Yang.
Him the new iPhone. Send him some more. How about that? And they would ship them over to China, where I guess they had an accomplice.
Sure.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are geniuses. They'll be fine.
$900,000.
That's the sad thing about it all.
Yeah, but they may be going away for a while.
Yeah, they'll go away a little bit.
Yang Yang was the fall guy. This is a bigger thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Might be.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.